And apparently, there's two different schools of thought where Quidditch is concerned, or, you know, two different extremes, I guess we could say, and then everything in between.
Yeah, yeah.
So perhaps you could explain a little about how that works.
Yeah, okay, so Quidditch has appeal to two primary crowds. The one group is the Harry Potter nerd type, which is totally me. I love Harry Potter, I like the books, I like the movies, I love Potter. And so that's the side that I come from. I want to play Quidditch because it's from Harry Potter. There's a whole other group of people who are from sports background, athlete types, and they want to play Quidditch because it's a sport. It combines some of the contact of rugby, some of the skills of dodgeball, any ball sport where you shoot through anything and score, and tag, just like for the snitch. So when Middlebury College founded it, they're an arts college, and they won the World Cup for a bunch of years in a row. It was primarily being played by other arts colleges, liberal arts colleges. This past year, they not only did not win the World Cup, they didn't even qualify to attend. The athletes are taking over the sport that they founded. And this year, it was won by Texas University, the Longhorns. And they're definitely a sports athletes side of things. So the good thing is that Quidditch is still, for everyone, at different levels that exist. There are more recreational side, there's more the whimsy side, where you'll get dementia attacks will come through your Quidditch game and that sort of thing. All the way up to, like I said, that World Cup level, where it's very much serious athletes, and you've got to have your EMTs on the side of the field in case there's injuries. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got a big variety of sport here, but there should be something for everyone, especially as the sport grows in popularity.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks again.
Yes, thank you.
And what's your name? Full name again?
Jillian Stanek, Stanieck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Excellent. Thanks.